Part 2. Staying in Bangkok. You will hear a presentation about a stay in Bangkok. You will hear the recording twice. One ending to each of the sentences is correct. Mark the correct ending.
My name's John, and I want to tell you about my stayover in Bangkok last summer. Actually, I had planned to fly to Bangkok, just spend one night there, and move on to the beautiful islands as quickly as possible. However, other backpackers convinced me to stay a bit longer. So I stayed for a whole week and ended up in a hostel in the center of Bangkok, in Khao San Road. You can't imagine how noisy it was. I hardly got any sleep until I left. Bangkok's traffic can be a nightmare. To avoid the busy streets, I could have taken a long-tail boat along the Chao Phraya River to get around. Well, I went for an express boat river taxi instead. If you want to travel in the modern part of the city, the SkyTrain is the fastest and cheapest way to travel. I really enjoyed the ride, looking down at the city below. For all first-time Thailand tourists, going by tuk-tuk is a must. You won't believe it, but I managed to get on one of these open, three-wheeled mini taxis straight away. Although it was in the middle of the rush hour, I successfully bargained about the price and got it much cheaper than expected. I knew that it would be loud and smelly, and actually it was so bad I could hardly breathe. But rushing through the busy streets was worth it. One of the things that I couldn't wait to test was Thai street food, which is said to be the best street food in the world. Although my mother had warned me that it could make me sick, I had a delicious meal which didn't do any harm. The food was wrapped in green leaves, and I felt full for the rest of the day. Some food stands offer green plastic seats where you can sit and eat and watch the chef cooking outdoors. Unfortunately, I wasn't lucky with the weather. August and September are the rainiest months of the year because of the tropical climate, but it never gets cold. Next time, I think I'll come in winter when it's dry and not too hot. I probably must save some extra money as it gets packed with tourists at that time of the year and prices can explode.
Now listen to the recording again.
My name's John, and I want to tell you about my stayover in Bangkok last summer. Actually, I had planned to fly to Bangkok, just spend one night there, and move on to the beautiful islands as quickly as possible. However, other backpackers convinced me to stay a bit longer. So I stayed for a whole week and ended up in a hostel in the center of Bangkok, in Khao San Road. You can't imagine how noisy it was. I hardly got any sleep until I left. Bangkok's traffic can be a nightmare. To avoid the busy streets, I could have taken a long-tail boat along the Chao Phraya River to get around. Well, I went for an express boat river taxi instead. If you want to travel in the modern part of the city, the SkyTrain is the fastest and cheapest way to travel. I really enjoyed the ride, looking down at the city below. For all first-time Thailand tourists, going by tuk-tuk is a must. You won't believe it, but I managed to get on one of these open, three-wheeled mini taxis straight away. Although it was in the middle of the rush hour, I successfully bargained about the price and got it much cheaper than expected. I knew that it would be loud and smelly, and actually it was so bad I could hardly breathe. But rushing through the busy streets was worth it. One of the things that I couldn't wait to test was Thai street food, which is said to be the best street food in the world. Although my mother had warned me that it could make me sick, I had a delicious meal which didn't do any harm. The food was wrapped in green leaves, and I felt full for the rest of the day. Some food stands offer green plastic seats where you can sit and eat and watch the chef cooking outdoors. Unfortunately, I wasn't lucky with the weather. August and September are the rainiest months of the year because of the tropical climate, but it never gets cold. Next time, I think I'll come in winter when it's dry and not too hot. I probably must save some extra money as it gets packed with tourists at that time of the year and prices can explode.
This is the end of part 2. Now look at the tasks of part 3.